Hi, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on this 12th day of December, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So now we've hopped over to the New Testament in preparation for the life and the birth of Jesus Christ. And I hope that these scriptures are helping prepare your heart for what is to come. I know we can get really caught up in all the pageantry of Christmas and forget about the one we celebrate. And so this today I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 1 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac. Isaac became the father of Jacob. Jacob became the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron. Hezron became the father of Ram. Ram became the father of Amminadab. Amminadab became the father of Nahshon. Nahshon became the father of Salmon. Salmon became the father of Boaz by Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed by Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse. Jesse became the father of King David. David became the father of Solomon by her who had been Uriah's wife. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam became the father of Abijah. Abijah became the father of Asa. Asa became the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat became the father of Joram. Joram became the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham. Jotham became the father of Ahaz. Ahaz became the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh. Manasseh became the father of Amon. Amon became the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the exile to Babylon. After the exile to Babylon, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel became the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel became the father of Abiud. Abiud became the father of Eliakim. Eliakim became the father of Azor. Azor became the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Akim. Akim became the father of Eliad. Eliad became the father of Eleazar. Eleazar became the father of Matan. Matan became the father of Jacob. Jacob became the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, for whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, from David to the exile, 14 generations, and from the carrying away to Babylon to the Christ, 14 generations. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was like this. After his mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, before they came together, she was found pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not willing to make her a public example, intended to put her away secretly. But when he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take to yourself Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She shall give birth to a son. You shall name him Jesus, for it is he who shall save his people from their sins. Now all this has happened that it might be fulfilled by which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall give birth to a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which, being interpreted, is God with us. Joseph arose from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took his wife to himself, and didn't know her sexually until she had given birth to her firstborn son. He named him Jesus. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I love genealogies, and I know that that sounds kind of crazy, but in this particular genealogy, we also see not only men, but women who had had some difficult stories. We have Tamar, we have Rahab the harlot, and we have Bathsheba, who's mentioned as Uriah's wife, and Lord, I'm just so thankful that you take note in your word of these amazing women who are part of your lineage. And I just love that, Lord. So thank you for highlighting that in your scripture. And Lord, I thank you so much for the life of Joseph, who, I mean, this would have been really radical. We have the opportunity to read this scripture already knowing the end of the story, but he was in the middle of the story and he didn't know. And so, Lord, thank you for intervening and helping to him to understand what was going on and that Mary was with child by the Holy Spirit. What a powerful and beautiful story. Lord, help us to wrap our minds around the miracle of the Christmas story, this incarnational miracle of a young girl being impregnated by the Holy Spirit, who then gives birth as a virgin. It's just, it was predicted, but it's pretty amazing. And so, Lord, as we celebrate you this Christmas and as we think about you, just please give us some times of respite and rest that we can really meditate on what the incarnation means and what Emmanuel, God with us, means. We need to know you're with us. And we want to worship you completely and not distractedly, Lord. So help us to do that this Christmas, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to be a part of the Patreon crowd who supports this podcast and pays for the engineering that William does and all the behind the scenes work that Kristen does, I would really appreciate it. You can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels there that you can support the podcast at. And also, just again, as I've been asking recently, is just, would you pray for the podcast? Would you pray for it? And for me and for protection? It's just, it's necessary. And I'm so grateful that you're willing to do that. So thank you for returning the favor of prayer. And I hope you have an amazing day.